Relax and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
Is your website company a pain to deal with? You call and email several times, but they don't get back to you for days, weeks, or even at all? Why are you still paying those people? Put an end to this madness today by calling St. Louis Digital Media. They are customer service freaks and will get back to you within 24 hours, providing the professional support you deserve. Start getting website support you can rely on by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Think she's racist. Idiots.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join.
Actually, the one and only one person who complained.
There's no fun left on.
Mom's chest hair.
Easy. My mom's dead. Easy. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 8th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a wonderful company that puts out a wonderful product and does great things when it comes to charity, and that is Window World. Big trivia night coming up a week from Saturday. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I'm so proud of the fact that once again, we are going to outdo every other radio station and show in this town in terms of helping St. Jude Children's Hospital. An update on that coming up in a minute. Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Welcome to the Playhouse. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
I think you all know this guy by now. I think you're thrilled to death like we are that he decided to come back after 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Back to the place of his birth, the United States of America. Trevor Limestone, Limey, Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day.
Do we know where Bill is today?
I thought he said he was going to be in Tennessee somewhere.
Well, we'll find out in just a few moments, but for now I know who is here. I know who's in the house with his trouser mouse, Dan Strauss.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and a big thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investments from Stifel. Market volatility makes investing stressful, especially when you're approaching retirement. You can join Mark and Jason along with Chad Morganlander with Washington Crossing Advisors at Maggiano's Little Italy in Brentwood on Tuesday, May 21st or Wednesday, May 22nd at 6:30 for a retirement planning seminar. Dinner will be served. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to MarkAndJason.com. And to reserve your seat. There you go.
Well done. Real smooth.
Yeah, thank you.
Real smooth. Well, he has about 80% of his voice today, and 80% of his voice is still better than my voice on a good day. He's a former night cook at Denny's. He wouldn't have been able to keep that job. He wouldn't have shown up for work last night, I'll tell you that. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor, roller skating rink DJ, and now he's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's the digital clock resetter. You know what? Can you edit that out?
Resetter.
Yeah, give me one second.
I don't want to sound stupid.
Radio edit.
He's our official digital clock resetter. He's our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. And oh, yes, he's something else. You know, when people use the expression, I'll tell you what, Tim Woodburn, he's something else. What they mean by that, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Matheny Heating and Cooling, St. Louis heating, air conditioning specialist since 1942, 77 years in business, and they sell and install and repair all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment in addition to all heat pumps, water heaters, boilers, and ductless room cooling equipment. Check out their outstanding website online, MatheneyHeatCool.com. They have excellent reviews of customer service on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google+. And you can give them a call anytime at 314-727-9000.
You know, everybody else has the official this, the official that, the official blank of the St. Louis. Well, the official heating and cooling company of this show is Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He was hired last night to work at the Blues game. Did a great job. I didn't hear about any bad things bad happening, probably because Hebe was on duty. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And I didn't know this till a few minutes ago. Thank goodness somebody was in the room with Rat Boy last night when he had to have the Heimlich maneuver to save his life.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was telling me what happened when Pat Maroon, he was so excited, when Pat Maroon scored that winning shot last night, Rat Boy was so excited when it happened, he was in the middle of eating, he choked on a big, what were you eating, a big slice of what?
Cheese.
Choked on a big chunk of cheese.
Oh.
And somebody had to Heimlich it out of him. Thank goodness they did, or Rat Boy would no longer be with us.
I'm glad, Rat Boy. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever eat cheese in the second overtime, you know, of a seventh game of a series, all right?
They had to Heimlich it out of him?
They had to Heimlich it. What'd you say?
Heimlich?
Oh. No, he Heimlich. Heimlich.
Oh.
Well, that's an old joke. There's an old joke about Heimlich, a guy licking another guy's butt. But see, if you don't know the joke, what Dan said wouldn't have made any sense at all. It's typical for Dan. You hear that music? You like that music? Well, I'll tell you who you have to thank for that. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
And speaking of that, so one of the news channels were saying that the Heimlich maneuver, some doctors are saying that is not good, and then the guy that invented it, his son, was coming out saying it was ridiculous to do or something like that. I didn't get to see the story about it, though.
Well, I don't know why they would say that.
I don't either.
For a fact, it has saved people's lives.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Maybe his son's got an axe to grind. Maybe he wasn't in the will or something. You know, you never know. I still say, I'd rather have somebody try it than just let me choke to death. I mean, think about it that way. If you're sitting there choking, do you want somebody to come up behind you or just go, nah, I heard that didn't work. Let's don't try it. I think you go with it and hope that it does. We are brought to you by Window World. I have an update for you with the Trivia Night and the donations for Trivia Night. And I also want to thank a couple of specific people. I still don't have any money for the, and may not get it because we're inside of 2 weeks here, but maybe we will, for the Nine and Dine with me and Johnny Lundoff. And what that is 9 holes of golf. I'm a horrible golfer. You need to know that, but that's not what this is about. Nine holes of golf and a great meal at a private country club. Foursome. Me, Johnny Londoff, you, and whoever you want to bring. I'd like to get $3,000 for that. Think of it this way. That's $1,500 per person for the two of you who will be playing with us. I don't think that's a lot to ask. I don't have that yet. What I do have is this. We have four chairs available at our table, our trivia table, a week from Saturday night. Here's who will be at that table of 10. Me, my wife, Dan and his girlfriend Sandy, Tim Woodburn, and Limey Limestone Trevor Phillips. Now that's six people. That leaves four. One of those couples will be there courtesy of a donation of $5,000, a bid of $5,000, in memory of Jack Henrick, who was a guy who went on many of our trips with us. They will occupy one set of the two seats, meaning one couple. The two seats for the other couple, I had a standing bid for quite a while of $2,000 from Bill, but I'm here to announce that last night I got an email increasing that bid.
Bruce, can you go over to the timpani? You know, that, blah, 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 that thing where you like the tote board thing? Could you step over there? Thank you.
The $2,000 bid has now gone to $3,000, courtesy of Tom. So I shot Bill an email, and I said, Bill, your $2,000 bid has been bumped to $3,000. Do you want to go $3,500? And check this out. And Bill, if you're listening, I don't use last names because I don't have your permission to do that. And I think a lot of times when you throw out a full name of somebody who's charitable, then people who might know them hit them up for money. So we'll just say Bill. I emailed Bill. I said, Bill, I got $3,000. You want to go $3,500? He said, I can't do that. He said, but I'm still going to send, even though I can't go and didn't win the seats, $1,000. How about that?
Wow.
How about
Bill, huh? Pretty cool, Bill.
To Paul, who donated the money in honor of Jack Henry, I don't know how to thank you. $5,000, and what people aren't aware of, that Paul also has thrown in other money in the names of other people. So Paul has been a tremendous help in raising this money. The guy who asked for the Rockford Files, the TV version, I think it was, right? Remember,
he said he'd pay
$150. He sent me an email. He said, I won some money on the Kentucky Derby, so let's make the $150 $200. So he kicked another $50 in there. We got $200 for the yodeling joke. We got $200 for another joke I told. We got $4,000 from Brian, that's our current high bid, to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. Folks, we're sitting on about $13,000 here. Now, in that I am greedy when it comes, not so much to myself, I'm greedy about that too, but in this case, greedy in that selfishly, I want this show to look as good as it can look. I want to embarrass the other show, the stations. That's not hard to do. 13 is a great number. Boy, 15,000 would be the perfect number. So if you're listening and you can think of anything that you want from me, that you'd be willing to pay $2,000 for, or maybe you want nothing. You just want to help. We'll take it. So thank you to everybody who's going to be at the trivia night, who wanted to be, who thought about it but couldn't do it. That counts too. So that's the update. Now we have an update on little Jude Hewitt. We're at a little over $6,000 for Jude. Their GoFundMe page, they wanted $20,000. And I told you I'd let up on you and I'd ease up and I wouldn't preach anymore. But I've gotten, since I chastised people earlier, I've gotten three or four emails from people who've already emailed me. I checked my email, said, you know what? After Thursday and the weekend came, we completely forgot about little Jude. Thanks for reminding us. I just made a donation. I've gotten three or four of those. So hopefully we can keep helping Jude and his parents. So we have over 6,000. So thank you to, and the lady sent me an email a while ago during a break, and she said, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to donate to their GoFundMe page. Here's how easy it is. You can either go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, or just go to GoFundMe.com, and in the search bar, type in Jude, J-U-D-E, Hewitt, H-U-E-T-T. Now, there is another little Jude that has a GoFundMe page out of state. You want Jude Hewitt, H-U-E-T-T. And then when you get there, I want you to click on that short video, and I want you to watch little Jude smiling, because at 1 month old, he doesn't yet know that he's paralyzed on the right side and that he can't open his right eye. He didn't know that. So he's actually trying to smile and kicking his little legs and his little diaper. I want you to watch that, and then you tell me if you can't throw 20 bucks at this or 30. If it's going to change your life and you're going to go hungry, don't do it. That's it. I'll leave it at that. Jude Hewitt, thank you, everybody, and especially thank you, Window World, because half of that money basically came from Window World. They said they'd match the first $3,000, and they did. Now, there's a commercial that's on TV. Oh, shoot. Bill. Is Bill
there? Yeah, we have him.
Well, I wanted to give that update anyway. Bill Cleveland, I understand, is in the home. It's Dolly Parton's home, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains, I think that is. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. From Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, give it up for Bill Cleveland. Am I right? Is that Dolly's home?
You are correct. And the conditions could not be worse for this particular phone call. It is pouring down rain here, and I am on a bus with a bunch of other travel writers. We're headed to the Titanic Museum. I don't know if you've ever been to the one in Branson. They have, it's almost an exact replica of the one in Branson. So that's where we're headed now, to kind of an opening reception. But the museum, I've been there before a couple of times, and it's really neat, especially if you like the history of the Titanic. You get on this boat, I won't be able to take a picture tonight because it's seriously pouring down rain, but, it looks exactly like the Titanic, and you go through, and when you walk in, they give you a card of a passenger, someone who actually was a passenger on the Titanic. And at the end of your time through the museum, you find out if they survived or not, and you learn a little bit about them and their life. So
they did that.
It's not a replica. It's not the actual size of the whole ship.
No, but it's big. I mean, you're driving down the road here, and you look up and you're like, holy mackerel! I mean, it's a pretty good size replica. But you're right, it's not to the exact measurement.
They did that.
I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
Oh, they did that at the Science Center too, and they had the staircase and everything, and you got the card, and we went through it. It was really cool.
But are there cabins, like you can go in a replica of what one of the cabins looked like?
Yes, and Dan mentioned the staircase, and yeah, that is really neat. I mean, it is fancy looking, and you'll go in, and they have where you would have had dinner, and they have. What to me is the craziest thing is, so obviously we've all seen that movie and the scene, of course, where at
Bill.
The end they're on the lifeboats and trying to survive.
Bill, I'm just thinking here. If I were the control board operator of this show, what I'd be playing underneath in the background? Be that Titanic theme song.
Music. Oh, that's just me. Not happening.
Yeah, what do you mean it's not happening? You don't
hate that song.
Well, this is not about you.
It's not about you.
Right, it's about it's what's best for the show and the segment. No, it's not the worst song ever.
I agree with
Titanic.
The best thing for the show is to not play that song.
Okay, don't play it. Bill, you're in.
No, too late now.
No, it's Bill's. No, it's Bill's segment. No, it's Bill's segment. Bill doesn't want it. We're not doing it. It's his segment.
I'm doing it. It's already.
Takes me back to my KEZK days. Bring back bad.
Skipping past the commercial. There we go.
So that's sort of your China Grove. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right. You're exactly.
Go ahead, Bill. We've set the tone, the mood.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but to me, what the creepiest thing is, they have a section in the museum where you get to feel, you walk out and it's dark, and you feel the temperatures, the temperature that it was when all of those folks were out there trying to, stay on the raft and float or whatever. And then they have this water that you can actually put your hand in, and it is as cold as it was that night when that ship went down. It is creepy.
It's actually very, depressing.
That's wild, because they didn't have any of that at the Science Center, the cold and all that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and this, I mean, it, but yeah, but it is absolutely worth going to. Obviously, I'm here to promote Pigeon Forge, but they do have one in Branson if you're down there as well, and it's very, very cool. So, yeah, so here for a Travel Writers Conference.
Well, you can end it. The Titanic part is over, so you put yourself out of your misery.
And I've been told, that Dolly Parton is actually in town this week, and we're going Friday.
Maybe you'll get to see him. I mean, see her.
That would be amazing. Yeah, on both counts, that would be amazing. So, yeah, so hopefully I'll have some good news to report. But anyway,
Where are you going Friday? Are you going to Dollywood?
Yes, going to Dollywood. I think tomorrow we're spending some time in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park and doing some other fun things here. And so hopefully I'll have a chance to give you some updates on some things to do in Pigeon Forge. It's if anybody's never been here, it is a lot like Branson, but it's different. And it's, I don't want to say it's better because they're different, but I like it here a lot. It's and this particular part of the country, Frank will know this, Eastern Tennessee, it's sort of the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. I mean, so people are really nice. They're very friendly, and it's a good place if you're looking for a family vacation.
Okay. I've been, okay. I don't know if I've been to Pigeon Forge. I've been to Smokies once, but I don't think I went to Pigeon Forge. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
That's a pretty good drive from
St. You mentioned you'd been to Gatlinburg. That's on the kind of the other side of the Smoky Mountain. It's not far. It's maybe 25, 30 minutes.
I drove through Chattanooga once.
Oh, that's
a great story.
Thanks.
How long of a ride is that from St. Louis to Pigeon Forge?
I believe if you left St. Louis to come here, it would be about 8 hours. That's my guess. I think that's pretty accurate, yeah. Because Nashville is about 5.5, and then that's about 3 to Nashville, so that's all right.
That was me.
Oh.
That was me. Bill, what I'm actually doing while you're talking, I'm actually pulling up a song called, it's from a musical or play called Pump Boys and Dinettes, and it's called The Night Dolly Parton Was Almost Mine. It's a great song.
Oh, okay.
I saw that play at the Westport Playhouse. It was great.
Yeah, I'll play it as soon as Bill's finished here.
I'm going to sign off because we're about to go running through the rain into the Titanic Museum. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bye, Bill.
That sounds a good one. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Many, many years ago, and I'm not a musical guy, but I think it was the Westport Playhouse. My wife and I went to see because somebody said, you'll really like this. It's called Pump Boys and Dinettes. And Dan said, you saw it, right?
Yes.
It's a great little play.
It is.
It basically takes place in a diner in the old days when they come out and pump your gas, and they also had a diner. And there's a song in there. In this case, it's done by the original guy who's part of the cast of, I guess, the Broadway cast. His name is Mark Hardwick. And this is at least 30 years old, but it's called The Night Dolly Parton Was Almost Mine. And it's actually on my iPhone. This is how weird my collection of music is. So I thought I'd play you a little. This is actually very fun. Let me hear it. Oh, you'll like it. It sounds corny. It's fun.
It was late after the show. I was in love. I couldn't go. I waited by the stage door for her. Security was tight, but somehow I knew it was my night. Our meeting was destined to occur. And suddenly there she was, flash bulbs flashing off her smile, full figured in a low cut gown. Good God, she had style. Then it was me she smiled upon in that line, and I felt Dolly Parton was almost mine. I don't know how I had the strength to speak, but I said, you were fine. The night Dolly Parton was almost mine.
This is a great song, I love it.
She was my first love in country music.
Just a little more, because it gets good here.
come on, Mark. She said, Mark, I guess you ran my name from off my shirt. Come on, Mark, the bus is waiting. We'll have a private concert. No one had to paint me a sign. I knew Dolly Parton was almost mine. I plugged in the new Yamaha. She brought the French white wine. The night Dolly Parton was almost mine.
She was there it is. It's Pump Boys and Dinettes. The whole CD, and you can download it, is fun. It's there's a song in there, I think, called it's about... Farmer Tan. And it's all about how farmers get tanned only where their son's exposed to the... And then when they take their shirts off, they're snow white, and they take their... It's just called Farmer Tan. The guy's got a farmer tan. It's just got a bunch of fun music in it. It's a... Even somebody like me who doesn't care for musicals very much, I would go see it again. Pump Boys and Dinettes and the night. And Bill reminded me of that when he said Pigeon Forge. So,
hey, someone called in. Remember, there were that guy that called in with Dr. Doug and talking about moles and getting rid of moles.
Yes.
This guy said he has done this over the years and it works every single time. He said they call it
dynamite.
They call it the Kevorkian. What he does is he hooks a hose up to a lawnmower exhaust, and then he sticks the hose. Yeah, gases them. Sticks the hose in there, turns the lawnmower on, and lets the entire, tunnels fill up. And he said, "You let it run for a while," and he said it kills them every time.
Huh. So, well, now you laugh. The PETA people, you just upset the PETA people laughing at the death of a little animal.
Yeah,
like that. You didn't have to laugh about it.
No. No, I guess I did.
To me, it's okay. I think they're moles. They're ugly.
It was nervous laughter.
They're a nuisance. You know, what about, do you think PETA people get mad at people killing moles?
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah. The hardcore ones do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could have trapped them and relocated them. Yeah, so they, what, tear up somebody else's yard?
Yeah.
Kill them. Put three videos on our Facebook page. I don't do that very often, but I was in Las Vegas, so I bought three magic tricks in Las Vegas. And I couldn't wait like a kid. I could not wait. My wife does not understand this. I wanted her to hold the camera. Well, you're not going to put that on Facebook, are you? I said, yeah, I am. So please, just hold the camera. Wait. Well, she wouldn't do it except for one of them, so I had to set the camera up myself because she didn't want to participate. So I got three magic tricks. I'm an amateur. I'm no good, but hey, maybe you'll like them. What else? Were there? Oh, there's a commercial on that's really clever. It ran last night. In fact, during the hockey game, Tim, you wouldn't have seen it because you were at the game. Dan, you wouldn't have seen it. But I saw it, and I've seen it before many, many times. Tell me if you've seen this. It's the couple in the pool, and there's a lobster.
Yes.
In the hot tub, and there's a lobster.
Yes. Yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah,
hot
yeah.
tub. With it's hysterical.
Talking to him.
Here's the problem, and I've said this before. Sometimes you can get so clever. And it's funny, and I laugh every time I see that lobster sitting in the hot tub talking to those people. Do you remember who it's for?
Geico.
Yeah, but would you buy Geico insurance just because a lobster sat in a hot tub?
No.
No, I don't. I don't. No. I can't imagine one person has ever said, you know what, honey? Let's change our insurance because of that lobster sitting in the hot tub. I don't understand how those can be effective.
I don't either, but Geico has had some very clever commercials.
But not one of them. I've never, ever asked my insurance broker to look into Geico for me because of those commercials. They just spend their money entertaining
but
people.
But it's just like you say when you do the Landoff commercials, Frank, when you say, at least before you buy a car, at least shop Landoff. Geico's saying the same thing, at least shop us, and that's their way of getting their name association in your head is these ridiculous commercials that have nothing to do with insurance. I like
okay.
it.
Yeah. Okay, you like it. Do you have Geico?
No, because they weren't the cheapest.
Well, then they're lying because they're telling you they are.
Well,
they're telling you you'll save 15% off whatever you got now.
Well, my broker sent me a spreadsheet. I have about 9 different insurances for what I do, and he sent me a spreadsheet, and Geico was...
And not one of them are Geico.
No.
Well, there you go.
I use State Farm, if anybody's wondering.
Yeah, well, there you are. And you all like the commercial just like I do, but we don't have Geico. I'm
the
never going to have Progressive because I can't stand Flo.
Yeah, the other
that
one.
That actually works the other way. I'm not, I don't want Progressive because
there was a TV commercial on the Cardinals game today that actually made me laugh out loud. I saw it here in studio, and it's for a local law firm, and they're promoting how they they're there for the man when he's going through the divorce. You know, they want to establish themselves as the who the man goes to, because the wife always gets away with, you know, half and everything. And the commercial showed this guy eating with his infant child in a high chair, and the kid reaches for a piece of cheese or a grape or with some kind of food item, and right as the kid's reaching for it, this dog jumps up and licks it and puts it in his mouth and steals it away, and the dad starts laughing and the kid starts bawling crying. and their tagline was, you know, Woodburn for the man who needs a law firm. You know, it was just kind of a silly, it was single dad, obviously, you know, with his kid. There was no woman in the commercial. I mean, they're targeting soon to be single men again and divorces, but it was funny.
My favorite ones on right now are for AT&T. The one where the doctor comes in and they ask the nurse, have you ever worked with this doctor? Yeah, he's okay. And they go, just okay. And then the doctor comes in, he was just reinstated.
He's like, you know that? Yeah, me too. All right, I'll see you.
That, and then the carnival worker, they have that where they're on the carnival rides. And that's almost true. It's like, well, I just put this together this morning.
You know, these sapsuckers at AT&T, remember I told the story about 2 weeks ago about how I called them and complained about the NFL Network getting taken off, and I was on hold for 57 minutes?
I haven't heard anybody
minutes.
Say sapsuckers in like 20 years.
It's like, I know.
It's a phrase that somebody in my family uses all the time. So I get my first bill, and they didn't give me the discount. And I called them yesterday, and I said, why? And they said, oh, well, this bill had already been generated. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What bill had already been generated? For God's sake. Sapsuckers.
I like to read a great email. It says, Frank, in this day and age, I think we forget to reach out to thank people. Allow me to explain. My father and mother have been long listeners. When you were on in the mornings on a station I can't remember, they're the type of listeners you always talk about, strong supporters but never call in. I'm in my late 30s. I can remember them driving me to school in the morning with your show on when I was a little kid. Obviously, when you switched to the afternoons, they made me switch too. Often when they both would come home from work, the first words out of their mouths would be, did you hear Frank's joke today? I have never stopped listening and have basically grown up with this show. My sense of humor has been largely influenced by the show. Thank you. I just wanted to thank all of you for the laughs and the great show. Check this part of the email. I personally think the show right now with you, Tim, Dan, and Limey, and Bill is one of the funniest casts ever. You're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. Sincerely, Big Nate. Well, I wrote Big Nate back, and I told him his email made my day. And, folks, that is so typical of emails that I'm getting now about the show. The show is better, I think, than it's been in easily 6 years. So thank you, Big Nate, for confirming what I believe is true, and apparently a lot of other people do too. Dear Frank, I had an issue with a broken seal on my window, and I called Window World, and I mentioned I was AM and the PM, and I was told that the work I needed was not something they do, but they took the time to direct me to a couple of companies that could do it. And the lady on the phone from Window World could not have been more professional or courteous. I wanted you to know, cheers, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck, for the feedback on Window World. That does not surprise me. Did anybody else in this room see the footage of the police as they're escorting this piece of crap teenager who gunned down the police officer in Biloxi, Mississippi? And he's smiling and laughing about it.
No.
Now, I got to tell you, I watched them transporting him, and he looked at the camera, and he smiles like, I'm so proud of what I believe that officer was 2 weeks away from retirement, and he just gunned him down, ambushed him, and he's laughing. Here is the perfect case for execution. Not only do you admit it, you laugh about it, and you're proud of it. Electric chair.
How old is he?
He is 19.
Wow.
Darian Tawan Atkinson. And it says people are appalled at the footage they saw of him smiling, almost breaking into laughter. I don't even know what else to say. If I were the king of the world, that kid would be dead already. And apparently, if you've been following the news at all lately, you've been seeing stories about how fewer and fewer, especially younger people, are going to church. You know, they're not part of organized religion anymore. And then I see this article on how church apps are reaching people, and people are actually going to church on tablets and their phones and on computers because they're streaming these services. Well, that's great, except I think churches like to see that offering plate being passed around and money being put in it. And I think that probably a lot of people are going to church free, and that's fine.
I would imagine they'll figure out a way to
PayPal,
put a donation button on
there.
They'll
have an electronic little offering plate come up on the screen. You know what they ought to do? Like that, you can skip this ad in 15 seconds. They ought to have, you can continue watching the service if you click here with your credit card or PayPal.
Yeah.
That's what they probably should do. And just, any contribution. And they may end up doing that. I didn't get a chance to congratulate this person earlier. I don't know who she is, but it's the woman in the College Hill neighborhood. I'm not sure where that is in the St. Louis area. But somebody broke into their house, and he was 26 years old, Charles Thomas. 7:15 in the morning, he decides to break in. There were three people in the house, and a woman in the house grabbed a gun and shot him and killed him.
Nice.
That should be more common and happen more often. Homeowners just kill people who break in, and then maybe people would think twice about breaking in. Is anybody familiar with... I'll do this first. I kind of skim over all the articles about car shows, and they just had the big New York Auto Show. And they're talking about one of the cars that they debuted. And they said it has an optional audio system with 28 speakers. Now, I'm a big fan of great sound systems, but really? 28 speakers in a car? And then it says optional seats you can order that move in 30 directions. How many directions are there
30?
That a seat could go in? Yeah, 30. What directions would those be? There's up, down, forward, back, the seat back,
side
up,
by side,
and back. What do you mean side by side?
Well, could go one way or the other way.
Mean like going left or right?
Yeah, left or right.
Maybe they can.
If you're 30.
What? Maybe you can twist it up so where, like, the left side is higher than the right side or something.
Let me ask
like
everybody
that.
A question who has power. Let me ask everybody a question who has power seats. All power seats have 6 or 8 different settings. How often do you even use those or change them in any way at all?
Never.
Unless somebody else drives the car. Never. You set it up the way you like it, and you never touch it again. So 30 directions for a seat?
Mm.
And 28 speakers. Look, I've had cars with killer sound systems. They only need 28 speakers to have a great sound system. I remember Eddie Murphy, years ago, bought a Porsche, and he took it in and had a custom stereo system put in it, and I believe the number was 50 speakers. You know how big a Porsche is? It's the tiniest car on the road, and he had 50 speakers in it. Where would you even put them? They're all going to go in the back, the little hatch in the back, most of them. I don't know. So, I read that, and I think, well, there's something I won't be ordering as much as I like stuff, and I like options. I don't need 30 directions. I don't even know what 30 directions would be. And 28 speakers? Nah. Folks, if you have 6 really good speakers and then a subwoofer, you got a killer stereo. It's like being in Powell Symphony Hall. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke is probably premature, and in a few weeks would be even a better time to tell it. And when I finish, you'll know why I said that. This guy dies, and he hasn't been a very nice person. He goes to hell, and he gets down to hell, and Satan meets him and says, well, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to be very comfortable down here because it's hot. You can already feel it. It's hot. And the guy goes, doesn't bother me. I'm from St. Louis. Summers in St. Louis, hot, humid, this is nothing. Satan says, really? Well, we'll see about that. And Satan cranks the thermostat down in hell up higher. And he says, how do you like that? And the guy says, like what? I'm from St. Louis, man. This doesn't bother me. So it's hot. So what? July, August, St. Louis, Missouri, humid, nobody. Oh, Satan says, really? Well, how about this? And he cranks it up even more. I mean, really cranks it. And he goes, how you like that? And the guy says, it feels okay to me. It feels like summer in St. Louis. Now Satan is really frustrated.
He says, oh, really, you like the heat? Well, then you'll hate this. And Satan goes over and cranks the temperature in hell down to zero. Hell actually freezes over. And the guy jumps up and down and goes, woohoo, the Blues have won the Stanley Cup. The Blues have won the Stanley Cup.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Joe Sonderman.
A stalled vehicle eastbound 64 before Spady there in one of the center lanes. Westbound 64 is improving, but it's still pretty tied up from Boyle to McCausland. Westbound 44, heavy traffic west of 270 past 141. South 270, the delays are closer to 64 now as you head down towards Doherty Ferry. This report is a service of Lowe's. Pros do it right. Save 5% or more every day by shopping at Lowe's in-store or online. Save 5% on eligible purchases with your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Pretty quiet and somber around the town where we're headed right now, Dallas, Texas. Not a lot of partying going on right now down there after last night. Mike Evans is there, but he's happy because he was rooting for St. Louis. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other, Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Reservations absolutely necessary. For dinner at Annie Gunn's, I would suggest them for lunch. Gift cards, always a good idea. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market, closed only on Monday. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. You have 5 minutes. Make the most of it.
So this week's pop quiz theme all week long, Hollywood studs. Today, who is the stud who worked at his family's sporting goods store in Ohio when he was a teenager? He was on Nixon's hit list. Michelle Pfeiffer begged him to be her baby daddy. And he's Jake Gyllenhaal's godfather. Sylvester Stallone. Paul Newman. Harrison Ford, Robert Redford. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Poor Renee Zellweger.
What now?
Was engaged. Huh?
What now?
Was engaged to her high school boyfriend. Didn't work. Dated Bradley Cooper and Jack White. Didn't work. She also was engaged to Jim Carrey. Didn't happen. Then she did marry Kenny Chesney for a few weeks, and that was over. Been dating musician Doyle Bromhill almost a year now, and now that's kaput. She's had some plastic surgery done, and she actually looks better than she's ever looked, but she still can't find love Renee Zellweger, 50 years old and still single.
Oh, so, so sad. Which one of those guys mashed her face in flat, do you know?
Well, no. I don't think you need to go there, Omi.
Well, she had a, come on, she had a flat face. I mean, she looked
like she was always just smelled a fart. Is
yeah, or ran into a concrete wall or something.
Well,
yeah.
Two new books coming out. First, on the 4th of July, 2020, Barack Obama's memoirs.
Can't wait.
It supposedly will have some shocking secrets and could affect the 2020 election, I guess, one way or the other. Who knows? Next, the book is O.J. Behind Bars,
yeah,
written by Vernon Nelson, O.J.'s former cellmate. O.J. offered Nelson $10,000 not to write it, not to do it, but he turned it down. The book will include O.J. going into detail how he killed Ron and Nicole.
Ooh. Okay, but here's the problem. That's just hearsay, and a lot of people say, well, it's just a guy making a buck. It doesn't mean he said it. I believe he said it.
Well, they were in the same cell together for 3 years. Yeah. O.J. having sex with Chris Kardashian just weeks after getting out of jail, and this despite the fact that Chris and Nicole were best friends.
Ooh.
And much, much more. Exactly.
That's appropriate. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Holmes? What do you think? What do you think about that, O.J.?
It does not surprise me. None of it surprises me.
He's a fine, upstanding man.
Right.
Compared to what? Adolf Hitler?
Yes. Yeah.
The Kardashians are skanks. Nothing they do surprises me.
Yeah. It's O.J. and the Kardashians somehow is not surprising. Poor Bob Kardashian, though.
I mean, spinning in his grave.
Odds and ends, James Cameron is really, really bummed out. First, Avengers Endgame had just passed the number three top box office film, James Cameron's Titanic. And next, it will pass the all-time box office champion, James Cameron's Avatar. Cameron crying in his beer, I think we ought to call the ambulance for James Cameron, who's so upset about it.
Yeah, you got nothing to cry about. He made plenty of money. 1 minute, exactly. Mr. Evans.
No, I got a lot more. You said
1 minute. 55 seconds.
Some Texas nut got a ticket for driving with a leash hanging out the driver's window and the dog on the other end of the leash. He was driving while walking his dog.
Oh.
And finally on the podcast.
Chevy Chase scene again.
Sporting goods store. I worked at a sporting goods store with his family. It was on Nixon's hit list. Michelle Pfeiffer begged him to be her baby daddy, and Jake Gyllenhaal's godfather. Sylvester Stallone, Paul Newman, Harrison Ford, Robert Redford.
I'll go with Harrison Ford.
Redford.
I'll go with Harrison Ford.
I will go Paul Newman.
The answer is Paul Newman.
Yeah!
Mike Evans, movie reviews tomorrow, Sam.
There you go. Hey, I won one. Good for me. Well, I want to thank you all. Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Bill, for your generosity. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Keep fighting, little Jade Hewitt. Keep fighting. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your miles.
I got to correct that. I said Jade Hewitt. I meant Jude Hewitt. Little Jude Hewitt. You keep fighting. Now I can say, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now you're here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House will soon vote to see if the nation is in a constitutional crisis over the Trump administration's refusals to cooperate with congressional oversight. The House Judiciary Committee voted today to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt for his refusals to hand over the unredacted Mueller report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler spoke to reporters.
He has taken a much greater step farther in turning the entire Department of Justice into an instrument of Trump personally.
Republicans are calling actions by Democrats political theater. A key Senate committee wants Donald Trump Jr. to answer for inconsistencies in his earlier sworn testimony. The Senate Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for the president's son over his statements about a Trump Tower in Moscow. Trump Jr. testified he was only peripherally aware about the plans, but former Trump attorney Michael Cohen said he was briefed about